From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. FIFA President Sepp Blatter said he will shoulder responsibility for current storm of corruption allegations against football's governing body as it voted Friday to elect the organization's next leader. FIFA needs to recover its good name starting tomorrow, Blatter told the 65th FIFA Annual Congress in Zurich, Switzerland. A U.S. indictment issued this week charges 14 people with offenses that include racketeering, wire fraud, and money laundering. On Thursday, two major European football associations called on Blatter to resign, but he refused. The U.S. investigation into FIFA stretches back to 1991, with allegations that include sports media executives paying or agreeing to pay $150 million in bribes in exchange for marketing rights to tournaments. U.S. President Barack Obama is back in Washington. A day after making an unannounced stop at a Miami, Florida church popular with Cuban exiles, the president made the visit to the Shrine of Our Lady of Charity as the U.S. moves toward reestablishing ties with Cuba. Miami's politically powerful Cuban diaspora largely opposes the Obama administration's desire to lift long-standing economic embargo on the Castro government. But four Democratic U.S. senators who visited Havana this week say there is growing support in Congress to lift the embargo and end the travel ban for U.S. citizens and promote economic engagement with Cuba. U.S. and Cuban diplomats are holding a series of meetings to work out the details of opening embassies in each other's capitals. This is VOA News. Amid tough times and high hopes for change in Africa's most populous nation, Nigeria's new president, Muhammadu Buhari, took the oath of office on Friday in the capital, Abuja. Chris Stein reports from VOA's Regional Bureau in Dakar.
Amid celebrations in the northern city of Kaduna, many voters say they have no regrets about voting for Mr. Buhari, a former military ruler turned Democrat who defeated former President Goodluck Jonathan in presidential polls in March. Mr. Jonathan was the first incumbent president to fail to win re-election since Nigeria returned to democracy in 1999. The leader of the local Igbo ethnic group, Chief Dominic Uzo, says he's keeping an open mind about the new leader.
Let us see whether our story will be different from what we have been having for the past 16 years. It is not out of place in a country to have a change.
Chris Stein for VOA News, Dakar.
At least four people have been killed in a suicide bombing at a Shiite mosque in eastern Saudi Arabia. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility. Saudi officials claim to have foiled the attack in Dammam, but the Islamic State said in a statement that the bomber had managed to reach the site despite heightened security. Authorities said the explosion occurred as security officials approached the bomber's vehicle while it was being driven to a parking lot near the mosque. One witness said security volunteers tried to stop the vehicle from entering the women's side of the mosque. A group of potentially armed bikers is planning to hold a Prophet Muhammad cartoon drawing contest Friday outside an Islamic community center in the southwestern U.S. state of Arizona. Organizers say the rally is in response to an incident earlier this month in which two gunmen opened fire on a similar contest in Texas where cartoonists were drawing pictures of Islam's prophet. Both gunmen were killed following a brief exchange of fire. Round two, declared organizer John Ritzheimer on the event's Facebook page. The ex-Marine says the rally will be peaceful, but urged protesters to bring weapons in case of an attack. The U.S. economy shrank in the first 3 months of 2015 as unusually foul winter weather hurt economic activity. The strong dollar made it harder to sell American-made goods in other nations, and low oil prices meant less investment in drilling. Friday's report from the U.S. Commerce Department says the gross domestic product declined an annual rate of 0.7% during the first quarter. That is a sharp downward revision from a first estimate that showed a slight amount of growth in January, February, and March. I'm Bob Doty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.